Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All other ground is sinking
sand. Hallelujah to Jesus. It is amazing that we are alive at this time of the year. The year is gradually coming to an end, and God has a word for everyone. So I invite you, my dear friends, to stay with me as I share the word of God with you today. My name is Brother Chris, and you are listening to Moment of Truth. Today, I will be preaching a message titled, Now That The Year Is Over. Now That The Year Is Over. But before I go on, I would like us to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and for the gift of life. We thank you for keeping us from January to December. We give you thanks and praise in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you speak to us as we listen to your word right now. Let your word transform our lives and bless our souls. We thank you for the answer, for we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Like I said, I'll be preaching on the topic, Now That The Year Is Over. And I'm preaching on this topic because as the year is coming to an end, people have different feelings concerning this year. Some have the feelings of gladness, some the feelings of sadness, while others are just indifferent. And the feeling that people have depends on the events that happen to them during the year. Their experiences between January and December is what produces how they feel right now. But no matter how you feel and the things you experience this year, I have come to let you know that the best is yet to come. That this year was bad doesn't mean that the coming year will also be bad. And that this year was good doesn't mean that next year cannot be better. So no matter how you feel about this year, I want you to know that you can make next year a better year in your life. That's right. You can make the coming year to be far better than the year that just ended. And for you to do so, there are three important things that you have to do as the year is rolling away. And the first thing is to be grateful to God for this year. Be grateful to God for this year. My dear friends, it is possible that you did not achieve all you planned to achieve this year. It is also possible that your plans did not work out the way you intended. Maybe things didn't work out the way you wanted in your marriage, your business, your career, your academics, or your ministry. And because of it, you feel you did not achieve anything this year. But the truth is, you achieved a lot this year. That's right. You achieved far more than you can imagine. For starters, that you were able to make it alive to the end of this year is an achievement. It is an achievement because there are so many who wanted to get to the end of this year, but did not. They died in the course of the year, but you are still alive. And you are alive not because you are more righteous than them, or because you are stronger than them. You are alive because of the mercy of God. The same road you traveled on was the same road they traveled and died in an accident. The same sickness you are suffering is the same sickness they suffered and didn't make it alive. The same spiritual attack that they had and died is the same spiritual attack that came your way and you are still alive. So don't ever say that you did not achieve anything. And don't ever think that God didn't do anything for you this year. That you are alive to see the last days of this year means a lot, and you have to be grateful to God for it. So now that the year is over, you must be sincerely grateful to God for preserving your life. Being grateful to God for things like this, it's important because they open the way for greater things. The Bible shows us an example of what being grateful can do in the Gospel of Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 19. Luke 17, 12 to 19. In this Bible passage, we read about the 10 lepers that Jesus healed. These 10 lepers cried to Jesus for mercy. Jesus then commanded them to go and show themselves to the priest. On their way to the priest, 10 of them were cleansed of their leprosy. But what happened? Only one of the lepers came back to Jesus to show his gratitude. And Jesus took note of it. Jesus said to the disciples, "Didn't I heal 10 people? How come only one person came back to show gratitude? Where are the other 9? 9 persons out of 10 did not show gratitude to God. This is equivalent to 90%. Only 10% showed gratitude to God. And this is the same thing we see nowadays. People are not grateful to God for all he has done for them. Rather, they concentrate on those things that God didn't do for them. But I want you to know, my dear friends, that God takes note of those who are grateful. In the story of the 10 lepers, we see that the only one that showed gratitude to God for the little cleansing received greater dimension of divine visitation. Jesus told him, "Your faith has made you whole." To be whole means to be physically, psychologically, and spiritually perfect. So if you want next year to be better than this year, then you must be grateful to God for this present year. Hallelujah. The second thing you need to do is to forget the events of this year. Forget the events of this year. There are so many events that occurred this year. Some were successes and some were failures. No matter which event it is, you must learn to put it behind you now that the year is over. There is no need to continue to discuss, think, and analyze the failures you experienced this year. Now that the year is rolling away, you must try and let those failures roll away with it. There's no need to hold on to the failures of the past. Yes, you tried and failed, but that is not the end of life. Failing and falling are part of life. Most people that succeeded in life have a story of how they failed. So that you failed this year should not make you believe that you will fail next year. That you failed this year shouldn't prevent you from trying again next year. Proverbs 24 verse 16 says, "For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. A just man or woman falls, but he or she also rises up." So it may be true that you fell or failed, but you don't have to remain on the ground. Rise up and dust yourself. It is bad to fall, but it is worse to stay down. Now that the year is rolling over, you must forget about all the difficulties, discouragements, and disappointments that you faced this year. Don't let them hinder you in the coming year. If you don't remove your eyes and your heart from these events, you will find it difficult to progress in the new year. In the same vein, even if you made some successes, you must not allow that to define you. You must not remain fixated on the success of this year, because you can do better next year. Leave behind whatever you think you achieved this year and believe God for greater things next year. Don't be bogged down by the successes or failures of this year. Apostle Paul says something about it in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. Philippians 3:13. He said, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." So whether it is positive or negative, you must forget the events of this year now that the year is over. Praise the Lord. The third thing you must do is to drop off the sins of the year. Drop off the sins of the year. My dear friend, this is actually the most important of the three things that you must do. And this is the most important because it is what will determine how the Almighty responds to you in the new year. You see, many people will spend the next few days and nights praying and making declarations for the new year. They will attend crossover nights and prophetic new year church services. And they do all this because they want God to make the new year a good and prosperous one. Unfortunately, all these activities will have no meaning and will achieve no results if you do not drop off the sin of this year. Sin is the greatest hindrance to God's blessings and promises. The Bible tells us something about it in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 59 1 and 2. And it says, "Behold, the hand of the Lord is not too short that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquity has separated you from God, and your sins have made him hide his face from you to hear you." So no matter what you do and where you go for prayers, God will turn away his face from you In the new year, if there is sin in your life, sin puts enmity between you and God. When you continue to disobey God day after day, there is no way He will make your new year happy and prosperous. This means that all your prayers, plans, and expectations for the new year will amount to nothing because of sin. Proverbs 10:28 says that the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the sinner shall perish. So if you want the coming year to be blessed by God, then you must drop off all your sins now that the year is over. Do not cross over to the new year with your life of sin. Whether it is the sin of lying or the sin of cheating, or whether it is the sin of pride, anger, gossip, malice, unforgiveness, smoking and drunkenness, or whether it is the sin of stealing, fraud, gambling, examination malpractice, killing, kidnapping, witchcraft, or occultism, or whether it is the sin of prostitution, abortion, masturbation, fornication, adultery, lesbianism, or homosexuality. As long as there is sin in your life, whether I mention it or not, God will turn His face away from you, and your expectations for the new year will perish. For you to experience the blessings of God in new year, you must drop off the sin of this year. You must drop off all the evil lifestyles that you had this year. It is possible that those sins were responsible for the bad events of this year. Why do you want to carry them over to next year? You see, that God kept you alive this year, despite your sins, is not a guarantee that He will keep you alive in the new year. Also, that God blessed you somehow this year while you were still living in sin does not mean He approves of your sin. The Bible says that God shows us His goodness so that we can repent and come closer to Him. So do not take it for granted, my dear friends. You must drop off all your sins and cross over to the new year as a new creature. Let the old life and the old habit pass away with the passing year. God loves you and cares about you. He knows all your pains and sees all your tears. And He wants to walk with you in this new year. Because of you, He sent His only begotten Son Jesus to die. Jesus paid the price for your sins and sorrows. And today He is alive and wants to help you through this wicked world. But Jesus will not force Himself on you. He can only come if you invite Him. He is at the door of your heart, knocking right now. Yes, His voice is saying to you, drop off that sin and come to Me. If you want to come to Jesus, then repent and you'll be saved. You can pray with me, even right now, with all your heart. You can say, Lord Jesus, I come to You. Take away my sin and give me a new life. From today, You are my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone who have called upon the name of Jesus. Lord, show them Your mercy and deliver them from their sin. I pray that as the year passes away, let their sins pass away. Let their sorrows pass away. Let their sicknesses pass away. Let every problem pass away in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that You give them a new life, a new beginning, a new opportunity, even in the new year. Thank You, Father, for the answer. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I trust that God has touched you with this message. But you can still call me if you have questions or you need prayers and counseling. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. This is Brother Chris saying, see you in the new year. God bless you.